world is a pretty tough place to live in right now for most of us. Many of us are struggling with money, some with relationships, some with our weight, some with addictions, some with our health, some with our career. And then there are some people that were born in a form of struggle. And I want to talk about that today. The world needs more love. We need more compassion. We need more acceptance of those who do not look or act like we do. And this is a time that we can make some radical changes in our own human development and human consciousness. You know, this, what I'm going to share with you today is an example of where I think the world needs to go. It's not just me. Everyone knows the world needs to go here. And that is to have more patience, more compassion, to look for things that are good in the world and good in people. And I'm David Essel. And I'd like to share a story of what happened to me yesterday that is so beautiful and so powerful. And some people may not find it as beautiful, and some people may look at this and say, I would never do that, I could never do that. And that's okay, but we need people to be doing what I'm going to share. As I walked into a grocery store last night, I saw this gentleman look like he was sitting on the ground, leaning against a post near the door of the grocery store. As I got closer, I saw it was a very short man, and I thought, well, maybe it could be a midget, you know. And then as I got a little closer, I saw that he had no hands and just little arms, stubs of arms, and not any legs that I could remember seeing, little stubs. And he had a skateboard that he was sitting on, and the one leg would push the skateboard, and the other leg would, of course, keep him balanced on it, right? And so I walked into the store, and I saw him in the corner, and I said, you know, on the way out, I've got to go over there. I just have to. I need to be drawn to the homeless. I need to be drawn to the crippled. I need to be drawn to anyone that could benefit from a smile, from, you know, a warm word, whatever it might be. I'm going to pause for a second. I know this is uncomfortable for a lot of people, to talk to someone in a wheelchair, to talk to someone on crutches, to talk to someone who's a midget, to talk to someone who's crippled. I know it's hard for some people, and we need to move past that. If you need help in order to overrun or override your own belief systems, your own fear and insecurity about people that are disenfranchised, people that may not be like you, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. We can work through this. I have not always been this way. I haven't always had a heart that has been open through my own failures, through my own successes, through my own experiences. I continue to go down this roadway, and I'm so blessed that God has asked me to do this. It started out probably 30 years ago with the homeless. And ever since then, I've always been looking for opportunities to get more involved with society and helping those that need the help the most. So I see this gentleman, and I go into the store. I just had to pick up a couple things. There wasn't really much. And I came back out, and I see him in the corner, and he's struggling with his teeth to open something. And I knew I had to see him anyway. I couldn't wait, you know. So I walked over, and I put some money down for him. And I said, hey, brother, what are you struggling with? And he looked at me, and he had a lighter, like a cigarette lighter package, and he doesn't have hands, right? So he's trying with this little stub of a hand, and he's trying to pull on in his teeth, and it's not open. I said, hey, do you mind if I help you? And always remember this. You know, there are some people with physical limitations that don't want help. You know, they want to figure it out on their own. And so we have to be respectful. Like, you can't just grab and go, let me do that for you. Please ask for permission, you know, to take something from someone's hand, right? So I said, you know, may I help you? And he looked at me and he said, oh, God, that would be so great. He said, it's really hard being an addict and crippled. Let that sink in. How many of us could be in that position in life? How many of us could be there and not be an addict? How many of us could be in that situation where we're always looked down upon, right? I mean, I don't know, he might have stood 3 foot tall at the most if he could stand when he stood. But for the most part, he was sitting on the skateboard, and that's how he gets around and everything, right? And so I helped him open the cigarette lighter, and then I said, hey, you know, what's going on today for you, brother? What's your name anyway? And he goes, James. I said, James, oh my God, it's great to meet you, man. And I stared in his eyes purposely because I wanted him to know that I was present, that I wasn't just passing by and being a nice guy and coming over and saying hi to some crippled guy. No, I was present. I was imagining, or trying to imagine, the love that this gentleman needs, the love that he could benefit from, and maybe he gets a ton of it. I don't know. I didn't bother asking him, but I knew the most important thing for me to do was to love him in that moment, in any way I could. And so I realized that staring into his eyes, just like I do with the homeless, a lot of the homeless are just shaken when I stare in their eyes because most people don't look into their eyes. I've had the homeless say that to me, "Oh my God, I'm not used to having people look in my eyes," which is a sad thing, isn't it? And so James and I connected, and I stared in his eyes, and he stared back, and there was silence for a few seconds. I loved it. And I patted him on the back, and I said, "You know what, James? I'm really glad to have met you, and I mean that. I'm really, really glad, and I am blessed to have met you. Do you come to the store very much? Because I come here quite a bit." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, it's halfway between here and there, and I stop here at the store to charge my phone." And he said, "So yeah, I'm here quite a bit." And I said, "James, I really hope to see you again." And I meant it with all my heart. This is what we're here for. If we want to go deeper than just survival and making money and all that kind of stuff, you know, I mean, it's one race, baby. We are one. And we need to look out for each other more than we are right now. I really believe that. I believe that we need to be looking out for each other more, sharing more love, sharing more compassion. The world is filled right now with struggle. The world is filled with so much struggle, so much pain. And yet, we can change it. You know, we can change that pain just by doing what I'm sharing with you. And so I'm going to give you an exercise, because I love to do this. I'm going to ask you to be so present tomorrow. Write down on a piece of paper, be present all day. Look for people to smile to. Look for the homeless to say hi to. Look for someone in a wheelchair to stop and talk to. Look for someone on crutches to stop and talk to. Look for someone who is dressed shabbily and maybe they're really struggling. And just say hi. If you ever want to go deeper, ask them their first name. There's something magical that happens when you ask someone their first name. They feel seen, maybe for the first time in a long time. If I can help you at all, or if you have an organization that I can help, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. I want to keep spreading this message. I want to keep spreading this message of inclusion, of helping the disenfranchised in society, of helping those that are struggling and suffering more than you and I might be. And by doing that, we can make a huge difference in this world in a very short period of time. I'm game. If you know of a way I can help, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.